Albert's day and just seen it up close and personal.
I mean, I don't think it gets any more fun than that here in Busch Stadium. To see him do these incredible things and to hear the crowd react, it's just giving the people what they want.
Your stuff today looked like it was electrifying.
Yeah, I felt like I had pretty good stuff today. Really like my fastball command. They scattered a few hits, but even some of the ones they hit well were pretty good pitches, I thought. So just want to move that ball in and out, and working with kids back there was really nice, and had a good game.
Your reaction when Dylan hit his home run, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean that was huge. Give us that lead right there. I think it kind of allowed our hitters to be a little more comfortable throughout the rest of that inning, and I think that shows. And the patience. O'Neill beating that ball out, and Goldie working a walk, and big home run by Albert right there.
You've been around the game, so you understand mm-hmm. ups and downs. Like your last outing before this was not good. I mean, to bounce back in this way has to feel pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and bit of a clunker in Colorado, and kind of some hard luck there. But stick to my guns and stick with what works best, and pound the zone, and good things will happen.
Do you come out ticked off because of that, or just forget it?
No, it's it's over and done. Hakuna Matata.
How about this ball club? I mean, game slips away last night, bounce back, take 2 out of 3 against these guys.
Yeah, that's a big win today for our guys to come out after a tough loss like that and kind of battle all game in a real tight one, and then as soon as we see a little break in the defense there, a little break in the armor to jump on them right there at the end and put that game away.
We got
guys in the dugout getting goosebumps. You see the crowd react to it, and obviously such a special career to just keep seeing him doing it. It's incredible.
Also, the other day he passed Ty Cobb. Today he tied Willie Mays. Like, does that blow you away when you hear those kind of names?
Yeah, I mean it's crazy to think. I mean, as good as a player, as he is now, and as good as he's been hitting lately, to remember that he's been doing it forever, since I was in elementary school, probably. It's kind of crazy.
We get here sometimes at 2:30. He's already dripping with 2 or 3 rounds of batting practice. As soon as he gets out of the box, he's got the iPad in his hand. I mean, he's still as driven as ever, isn't he?
Yeah. That's how you get into the Hall of Fame. He doesn't take anything for granted, and even in his last season, he's always trying to get better. He's not he's not coasting into the Hall of Fame at all. He's gonna kick down that door and have a nice plaque up in there somewhere. Mm-hmm.